How you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing fantastically. How are you?
Lovely, thank you.
Excellent.
I'm on my 67th cup of coffee.
I'll bet. I'm a big fan. Let me start out with my geekiness. I'm a big fan ever since I saw you on The Starter Wife.
Thank you.
Kind of followed where you went, and I just think you're fantastic. I really do.
Thank you, Jamie.
Let's start out talking about The Barons, because I had the opportunity to watch the movie last night.
So did I.
All right, then.
I watched it with you.
It's kind of interesting to know we were doing the same thing last night. I loved this movie, and I thought you were phenomenal in it. It was kind of like a tour de force part for you.
Thank you.
You know, you kind of, and I don't want to give too much away, but you start out as kind of the normal, you know, husband, dad, and boy, then do you go down a road.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about The Barons. What kind of drew you to the movie?
Well, actually, I mean, you just put the nail on the head, really. I was given a script and offered it, and you know, you end up reading those scripts kind of looking for something that's going to sort of key you in, you know, something that's going to make you feel excited about it, and it's almost in a, you know, and I'm not comparing my performance at all, but I saw a sort of similarity between sort of what happens to Jack Nicholson in The Shining.
Yes,
and,
I agree.
And I just, it was just an opportunity to go to those sort of dark places. And, you know, this is a movie about the Jersey Devil. And really, you know, what we play with in the movie is the idea that is this monster real, or is this in the head of this lead character, Richard, who I play? And, I'm always looking for stuff that just challenges you and takes you to a different place so that you can go down the rabbit hole.
Well, boy, you really do in this film. And again, we're speaking with Stephen Moyer, and the movie is The Barons, which is out on DVD today.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it highly enough for people to run out and get it and see it, because you really are able to have such an incredible performance in it. Let me just ask you off the cuff, like, do you believe in any of that stuff? Do you believe in the Jersey Devil?
It's interesting. If you'd asked me 10 years ago, I would have said no. You know, something like the Jersey Devil or the Loch Ness Monster or that sort of a cult.
Sure.
I would not have, I was much more scientific in my thinking. But as you get older, you start to hear about stories or friends experience things that sort of change the way that you view the world. And so it's not that I don't necessarily do believe, but I don't not believe.
I get it. All right. That's kind of how I feel about it.
So, you know, it's The Barons was one of those things where, again, I didn't even know about the Jersey Devil, really, until I started sort of reading up. And then there is as much written about the Jersey Devil as there is about the Loch Ness Monster. So it's interesting. You know, once you start reading,
there's a lot of stuff out there.
A lot of stuff out there.
A lot of stuff.
Really interesting.
Again, we're speaking with Stephen Moyer, who is starring in the film The Barons, out on DVD and Blu-ray today. Let me, if you don't mind, for one second, talk to you about True Blood, because I'm a huge fan. And I have to tell you, Stephen, all this season I kept waiting for you to tell me you were pretending and that you weren't really being so evil. But man, oh man, you were so evil.
I know. And I, you know, it's funny because I kept thinking, in a similar way, you know, you keep following the script thinking, well, at some point they're gonna turn this around and Bill's gonna do what he always does. You know,
right.
he's gonna be the good guy. And I gotta tell you, you know, it's a lot of fun to be able to just go for it and be out there, you know, and at some point, you know, I sort of stopped even asking the question and just went, okay, I'm just gonna enjoy this.
Right. Well,
but I think Bill, you know, it's like my character in The Barons as well. You know, he thinks he's doing the right thing.
Yes.
So it's not that he necessarily is evil in his version of the world. He's doing the right thing. He's doing what he thinks is best.
Yeah,
you know, might be a little bit skewy.
Yeah, I tell you, I can't wait till the next season to see how it's, you know, is it Sookie who's going to save him? Is it Eric who's going to save him? Is nobody going to save him and he's just going to be the big bad guy now?
I know. I mean, you know, and the honest truth is, that I don't know either.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, you're fantastic in the role, and, you know, you keep me hooked right in, and, you know, I love watching you act. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
I appreciate that, darling. Thank you.
Let me again tell everybody about The Barons out on DVD today. It's a fantastic performance by Stephen Moore, and just even if you just love a good scary movie, that's what you're going to get with The Barons. So
yeah, we had a couple of we've been playing in theaters, and it hits Amazon and Walmart and all of those places today.
Well, that's, I'll tell you, I really tell people to go pick it up, especially this time of the year with Halloween right around the corner. This is a great movie to watch in the dark.
It's a pretty good Halloween movie. It'll take you to the places that you want to go.
Exactly, exactly. And before I let you go, I have to say congratulations on the birth of your twins.
Thank you so much.
Happy daddyship. So.
I know, it's very exciting. Thank you.
And listen, again, let me say thank you for the opportunity to chat with you. I'm a big fan, and I look forward to everything that you do, Stephen. So thank you so much for taking the time out with us this morning.
Bless you, darling. Thank you so much.
Take care now.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.